December 26, Oswald Chambers, my utmost for his highest. Placed in the light. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. To mistake conscious freedom from sin for deliverance from sin by the atonement is a great error. No man knows what sin is until he is born again. Sin is what Jesus Christ faced on Calvary. The evidence that I am delivered from sin is that I know the real nature of sin in me. It takes the last reach of atonement, of the atonement of Jesus Christ, that is, the impartation of his absolute perfection, to make a man know what sin truly is. The Holy Spirit applies the atonement to us in the unconscious realm, as well as in the realm of which we are conscious. And it is only when we get a grasp of the unrivaled power of a Spirit in us that we understand the meaning of 1 John 1:7. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. This does not refer to conscious sin only, but to the tremendously profound understanding of sin which only the Holy Ghost in me realizes. If I walk in the light as God is in the light, not in the light of my conscience, but in the light of God, if I walk there with nothing folded up or hidden, then there comes the amazing revelation, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses me from all sin so that God Almighty can see nothing to censure in me. In my consciousness, it works with a keen, poignant knowledge of what sin is. The love of God at work in me makes me hate with the hatred of the Holy Ghost all that is not in keeping with God's holiness. To walk in the light means that everything that is of the darkness drives me closer into the center of the light. That's the end of Oswald's text. 1 John 1 does not suggest for a moment that we will, even after salvation, be free from conscious sin in our lives or commitment of sinful acts or fractures of relationships, which is the essence of sin. It does, however, speak very clearly to the issue that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we will not deny the fact that we do commit sin. We will admit readily that we have and give God the glory because the blood of Jesus Christ is so precious, because it has cleansed us from even the most current sin, even the sins committed after the time we received Christ into our lives to be Savior and Lord of our lives. If we walk in the light, we are simply living authentic, genuine lives. We are releasing ourselves to the freedom of admitting our faults, admitting our failures, but being sensitized very keenly and very keenly aware of everything that comes between us and God, everything that God would consider sin, everything that is relationally fracturing or relationally destructive. The essence of God is that God is love. The essence of love is that love has been given to us to establish relationships, and anything that fractures relationships is sin. We often look at the Ten Commandments as our definition of sin, and many people live lives that don't infract the detail of the letter of that law, while the whole time they are fracturing relationships at every level and hurting people around them by their insistence on placing value in the written word of the law rather than the spirit of the law, which is not to be relationally dirty or destructive. So give up your intention of living a perfect life according to the Ten Commandments or anything similar, and look to God, who is relationally clean, and his redemption is about restoring relationships at every level. Let him be your true, intimate, passionate lover. Let his life be lived out through you and be relationally holy.